This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, it would not be Friday if I was not in the studio with the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. How you doing, Alisa?
Hey, Carl.
Great. I'm so glad this week is over.
Why?
Oh, my God. Our website went down during the beginning of the week. I felt like I was in hell. Emails were bouncing back. No one could. I was receiving messages on Facebook from people saying, what's going on? The site is down.
Well, at least you were receiving messages. I, like, sent a dozen messages out to people and didn't get any response. I felt like I was in a time warp this week.
It's amazing. A lot of people talk about this, but I think that there are periods of the year where technology just starts to fail. Maybe it's the planets, maybe it's something, but it's like technologically, this month has been very, very challenging. Laptops have gone bad, and it's just, I'm glad
it's... Did you get everything straightened out?
Yeah. Well, the website is back up better than ever now.
Good.
We actually have mirrored servers now.
Awesome.
So we are delivering data from two different places in the country now. So if one site goes down, the other one automatically takes over.
So did you work out this morning?
Yes, I did. I trained chest, shoulders. Yes, I did.
Well, I went to the gym this morning with my friend. She wanted to try Zumba. So I said I would go with her and take her to the gym with me, and we were going to do Zumba. Well, just another mishap this week.
Right.
The Zumba instructor was sick, and somebody was replacing her, and her substitute was not a Zumba instructor. So we did aerobics.
Okay,
there's nothing wrong with aerobics, but it was like the, you know, back in the day when Jane Fonda did it, it was like the grapevine and the sachet plié things. And
like stuff that's kind of pretty mundane for you, right?
Well, it's not mundane. It was fun. You know, I had a good time. I was there to support my friends, so it was a fun experience for
right.
me. And I got a workout. Sure, I did.
But Zumba is a lot higher energy, right?
Well, yeah. And for me, I wanted to try the Zumba because it's like a Latin dance type, and I like to dance.
Yeah,
so.
You dance really well, too.
Thank you. So I was looking forward to it. So I didn't, you know, it was just like the whole week was kind of like that. You know, I didn't get to try Zumba this morning, but I did get a good workout. And speaking of aerobics, guess who's coming on the show next week?
I know. Why don't you tell the listeners?
Richard Simmons.
That's going to be cool.
It's really, you know.
You know, a lot of people really break his chops because he's, you know, he's kind of funny. He's really good at being demonstrative and poking fun at himself.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, I mean, back in the day, he helped a lot of people lose a lot of weight.
He really did. And I think he was at the forefront.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not saying he was back there with Jack LaLanne, but he was, you know, him and Susan Powder
mm-hmm.
really were some of the earliest.
And Jane Fonda.
And Jane Fonda to come out with DVDs and stuff like that to help people. And he had that great show for a long time.
And so. Well, if you remember way back when, I was trying to get Richard, I'd emailed his website and he's coming on the show on Tuesday at 1:00.
So you're excited about that, aren't you?
Well, it was kind of a challenge and I got it.
And you're going to be in the studio for that interview,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And interestingly enough, talking about DVDs and all that sort of stuff, this morning when I was doing my warm-up cardio, you know, I'm looking at the bank of TVs that are playing in the cardio theater and I see this one running an infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
And the infomercial is for a product called the Food Lovers Weight Loss Plan.
What is that?
And the premise is eat everything you want and still lose weight. And it's another one of these programs that focuses exclusively on calories. But one of the things they do get right is they emphasize quite a few people said, you know, I was only eating two meals a day and I was 250 pounds. And then I started eating three meals a day and then three snacks a day. based on the food lover's diet. Well, yes, you're right. Once you stabilize insulin, you stop storing fat. But the thing is, they're promoting that you can eat pizza, you can eat cookies, you can eat ice cream, you can eat everything that you love and still lose weight.
And how so?
You probably have to eat very small amounts of these things.
Oh.
I'm sure. But it's expensive. It's $120 for the books and the CDs and all the other stuff.
They ought to take that $120 and go buy some good food at the farmer's market.
Well, I know. I was going to say, you know, my frustration with that kind of a program is, and I understand what they're – if I bet you if we had somebody from the Food Lover's Diet on the show, they would say, look, you're right. It would be better if people ate healthy foods instead of pizza and cookies and crap food. But we've got to get them enlisted first into monitoring, you know, how much they eat and get them to lose weight first before we can then take them the rest of the way to the healthy food. And I don't buy that. I think that's like saying to a junkie, okay, instead of doing 3 dime bags of heroin a day, we just want you to get to the point where you're doing a dime bag of heroin a day. You're still a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you gotta kick it. You gotta kick it entirely. Getting a junkie to do methadone just makes him hooked on methadone instead of heroin. So I disagree vehemently with that concept. But it's amazing. They get $120 for this quote-unquote diet. And people could get this information on our show for free.
Maybe we should come up with a diet and charge $120
for it. I have a great idea for a diet book, actually.
Really?
Yes. A really, really great idea.
What is it?
Okay. Every day you exercise in the morning, mm-hmm. and you tear one page out of the book and you eat it. And that's all you eat.
What
and
book?
The book, the diet book.
Okay.
And so every day you tear a page. The book will be made out of rice paper. And so you'll take one page out of the diet book and you'll eat it. And that's all you eat all day long. And you do that for 200 days and you'll lose weight. And we'll call it the diet book. That's it.
Okay.
Pretty
that's
stupid.
Good.
I know.
Yeah, that is stupid. Okay, so.
Yeah, that is stupid. Let's move on.
Time to move on. So how come you took your shoes off a few minutes ago?
Because I'm a copycat. I copy everything you do.
I took my shoes off because my feet were kind of sweaty from working out earlier.
Right.
But anyway, I wanted to share this with you because you said your feet were stinky.
Yes. Well, you know what it is? It's not that my feet are stinky, but my 5 fingers desperately need to be thrown away because I can't get them to not smell anymore no matter how much I wash them.
Well, defy the funk.
Okay.
If you suffer from foot odor, soak your feet in a bowl of very black tea, like Lipton's tea.
Right.
And it's got tannins in it, and it will change the pH of your skin and help combat the odor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually done that. I've not only have I done that, I've actually soaked my feet in Lipton's tea, but then I drank the tea afterwards and my feet stunk again anyway. I think it's because I ended up reabsorbing the stink back in me.
Oh, okay. Well, get yourself a foot bath or a big bowl and put some Lipton's tea bags.
Why
in
can't
it?
I just put some, tear open the Lipton tea bags, put them inside and sprinkle it in my socks when I work out?
Maybe you could. But, you know, the tannic acid in tea bags acts as a hemostatic agent also. So, like, if you get a tooth extracted or something, you can actually bite down on a tea bag. It doesn't have to be a new one. It can even be a used one, and that tannic acid will act as a hemostatic agent.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. That's good to know. So, Elisa, next week is Thanksgiving.
I know.
And don't you love Thanksgiving?
I do.
You like all the holidays. This is your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
I like Christmas. I like Thanksgiving. I'm like a child.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like Thanksgiving?
A couple different reasons. Because, first of all, it's for family and friends, yeah. And everybody's having fun together. You get together with people that you haven't seen in a while.
Right.
And I eat anything I want that day.
Yes. No restrictions.
No.
Stuffing.
I eat
mashed
stuffing.
Mashed potatoes.
So last night I asked Carl to give me a healthy holiday tip to use on the show today.
Right.
And you said avoid stuffing.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant avoid overstuffing.
Overeating.
But
right.
You were talking about the food, right?
Yeah. Avoid too much stuffing. A lot of times if okay, when I cook a turkey, I usually make the stuffing the way my mother made it. I actually cook the stuffing first and then stuff the turkey with it and then line the pan with it so that it actually absorbs all of the turkey fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you eat that stuffing, it's just basically bread and fat, and it's delicious. It's like the best stuffing in the world, but it lays in your stomach like lead.
Well, see, that's not what I like. That's the traditional stuffing. That's what that is. I like to make mine with cranberries and pecans and, you know, celery and onion and sage. It's a little bit healthier that way.
Okay, so that's the end of today's show. We have to go eat now. I'm fasting this morning, so I'm really hungry right now.
I feel better than I did last week, because last week I was doing the show fasted, and I didn't have any energy at all.
No.
But I feel better today because I ate this morning.
I have to mention something, just kind of change the subject, because this is a scoop. There was a post up on our Facebook wall about the Mark McAfee's company in California. What's the name of his? Organic Pastures Dairy. That they got nailed to the cross because three kids got sick and one died, right? Because of
two
died. And they're blaming the raw milk. And I spoke to Mark McAfee right before the show. You saw me. I called him. I've got
yes,
a cell phone.
You did.
And he was actually on the phone with having a conference call with his attorney and with somebody else. And I said, Mark, just give me a statement. And his exact statement was, as I'm reading it right now, he said, they found zero pathogens in the actual milk that the children drank. So it was not the raw milk that made them sick. He said, this is a 3-month-old charge that keeps coming back up every time the media wants to try to wrangle down raw milk. And he will be back up and running and on the shelves very shortly. And then you did some research and found out that, in fact...
No, well, I think it was Peter that posted this, sent me this article about the CDC. And it says in the article that the CDC analyzed the evidence and agreed to make some slight changes in the wording on their website.
And what was the change? Because what was it? Actually, someone figured out that the kids got sick from something called queso fresco, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't the raw milk, but yet.
It was McAfee that figured that out.
Okay, so.
It was queso fresco consumption.
Okay, so they ate queso fresco, and that's what made them sick.
And that's cheese that's banned by the FDA.
Okay, but now, interestingly enough, just the other day, November 16th, an article surfaces, you know, that the children are killed, raw milk recall after children sickened by E. coli. So this is a perfect example of the media, even though the truth is out there, the media, who is obviously tied to some other agenda other than the truth, continues to recycle these lies just to get people to read it. And I have to believe, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to believe that the reason that McAfee is being singled out is because he is a vocal advocate for raw milk and rails against the jackbooted tactics of the local government there in California, like with Ross. He's the one who went down and helped Rossum when they got nailed to the cross.
Oh, did he really?
So I'm sure that the authorities there just hate this guy. They want to put him out of business if they can, and they're trying their damnedest, and they're even enlisting the media to continue to spew these lies and keep them circulating out there while the truth is known. The kids got sick and died from queso fresco, not from the raw milk. So why doesn't the Associated Press pick that up as their headline? I don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
But he said it. I just had him on the phone.
He said,
Carl, he said they tested the milk, that the actual milk that the kids drank, and they found zero pathogens. Shame on the Associated Press. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Now, you've had him on the show before.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Maybe we should get him back on.
We will. We'll when he's able to, in a couple months, he'll be able to talk about all this much more openly. He's just waiting to have some restrictions removed from him. So anyway, there you go. We actually have to take a break. We've gone a little long here.
Okay.
When we come back, we've got lots of great stuff to talk about. Nutritional idiocy. Well, all sorts of fun stuff. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Casual Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profuma, who works so hard to try to make me look smart all the time.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Do you know how fast you can sprint?
Me?
Or do you sprint?
Well, I haven't sprinted in a while, as you know, but I actually am much faster than people think I am, but I'm not as fast as you are.
Adidas came out with a new product. It's called Me Coach Speed Cell, which you can insert into certain Adidas shoes.
Right.
And it will allow you to gauge how fast you're going, how far you go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a smart pedometer.
Yes.
But exactly. It's part of the shoe?
The shoe is going to have a place where you can insert it. It's a gadget.
So will this work with any Adidas shoe or...
No, they're going to have specific shoes that it's going to work with.
Oh, very cool. And how much would it cost?
It's $70.
So it'll tell you how fast you're going, how far you've gone, mm-hmm. how many steps you've taken.
And you can actually upload it to your computer and to your iPhone.
Oh, I wonder if it has Bluetooth on top of it. I bet it does. If you can upload it to your – I mean, I can't imagine that it has a plug in it. Maybe it does. Maybe it has a USB port in it or something.
I'm not sure. But you can go to www.shopadidas.com and find out.
I'd like that.
I would too.
Because I think the pedometer that you wear on your waist is a pain in the neck. I always knock it off and break the clip on it.
I do too. I do the same thing.
So if it's part of your shoe, you could just forget about
mm-hmm.
it. I like that idea a lot. I like it. So anyway,
did you see where Congress has pushed back on the healthy school lunches?
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but no, I didn't see it. What are the healthy school lunches that? Well, give me the whole story.
Well, they were trying to. The schools were trying to have more of a farm-to-table. I've seen some schools are doing that where they're having the kids grow their own food, and
right.
then they're serving it at lunches. And then they're also trying to get the vending machines out of the schools. And
right.
they wanted to get the tater tots and the pizza and those types of products off the menu at the schools and have more vegetables and healthier choices.
Right.
Salads and things and chicken breasts and things that are healthier. And
right.
Congress is saying that they're not going to allow that to happen.
Well, how can they not allow it? Schools should be able to do whatever they want. Schools should be able to serve whatever foods they want. How does Congress, have you ever seen some of these congressmen and women? Doesn't look like they know how to eat.
No, it says Congress wants the school lunches to stay the same.
Yeah. I bet that Congress doesn't.
It's because of the contracts that the potato companies, the frozen
right.
potato companies and the frozen pizza companies have with the schools.
Sure, of course.
It's all about money.
Yeah, it's terrible. Congress shouldn't even be involved in that level of decision making for school lunches. This is ridiculous. This is a perfect example why government in general has to be trimmed back. They
mm-hmm.
shouldn't even be involved in that decision. The school. And maybe the school board in that city, those are the only people that should decide what they spend their money on and how they feed their children.
I saw an article on the news, a story on the news, about a school in California that is actually doing that. They're serving the healthy foods and they're making like salsa by scratch and the kids love it. You know, that showed the kids eating healthy foods and they really liked it.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, it would be the right thing for them to do. And speaking about kids.
There's new advice for kids and cholesterol.
Yes. What is it?
Well, that they should get
cholesterol tested.
Cholesterol tested earlier.
And get on a statin drug as soon as possible.
Yes. It says a key change will be more aggressive recommendation for cholesterol screening and treatment in children, including a change in the age at which we feel we can safely use statins. That's from a doctor. He's a pediatric heart specialist in Denver.
Oh, and I'll bet you if you research him, you'll find out that he is tied to some drug company.
His name was Dr. Reginald Washington.
Somebody in our audience needs to track down Dr. Reginald Washington. In what state is he in?
Denver.
Excuse me, in Denver, Colorado. And do the research and find out who he's tied to. I'll bet money he's tied to some big pharmaceutical company.
Listen to this. It says the Pediatric Academy already advises that some children as young as 8 can safely use cholesterol-lowering medications such as Lipitor and Zocor.
Yeah. Well, first of all, forget about the fact that the blaring evidence that cholesterol is not indicative of heart disease because people who are on statin drugs have heart attacks as frequently as the general population who has cholesterol issues in general. So there's no linkage between heart disease and cholesterol. There's a greater linkage between inflammation and cholesterol. So hence, the pharmaceutical companies went out of their way to show that cholesterol also has an anti-inflammatory effect. Well, you know what? You don't lower cholesterol to get an anti-inflammatory effect. There are other ways, like reducing the pro-inflammatory things in a diet. But could you imagine this? The brain is still forming in an 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
The body is still forming. Could you imagine suppressing cholesterol? Could you imagine what that's going to do to puberty? These children won't even go through puberty probably because they won't be able to produce hormones. Shame, shame, shame on the medical orthodoxy for not taking these children and their parents and teaching them how to eat and instead putting them on dangerous drugs. Shame on you. You're all going to go to hell. I wish I believed in hell because you're all going to go there.
It says that these drugs are approved for children. But listen to this. There aren't big studies showing that using them in children will prevent heart attacks years and decades later.
It won't. It doesn't prevent heart attack in the people who take them now. And you know what's really funny? I just remember this. We had a friend, my youngest daughter had a friend whose youngest sister was probably only 11 or 12, And this poor kid suffered from, like, literally hundreds of seizures a day. She couldn't go to school anymore. I told her mother to have her invert herself at night before bed by hanging off her bunk bed with her feet up in the air and her head off her bunk bed. That's all. We didn't get an inversion table. And her seizures went from hundreds a day to just two or three a day.
Uh-huh.
They allowed their doctor to put her on a statin drug because the doctor said that her cholesterol was high. She was a little roly-poly kid. She was. But it's like she's eating the wrong flipping food. Don't put her on a statin drug. Sit down and teach the parents how to eat. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Doctors don't have a clue on how to eat. Have you? I'd love to see how many obese doctors there are in this world. I bet most of them are obese.
Not all of them.
Most of them, I said. Not okay. All of them. There are some svelte ones out there,
mm-hmm.
like Dr. Mark Gordon, who's a handsome man.
Is he?
But yes, but you know what? Most doctors are obese. The doctor that took care of my father was a big fat slob. I'm sorry. And that's who you're going to go to for advice about health? Please don't get me started.
Okay, so speaking of cholesterol, there is a product that's over in Germany. It's made by Unilever.
Right.
It's called Proactive B-E-C-E-L.
Beckel. Proactive Beckel. That's what I'm, B-Cal.
B-Cal. It's a margarine, and they're calling it a pill to spread on your bread.
A pill to spread
on your bread. But the German consumer protection group Food Watch has asked that the margarine be sold only by pharmacists.
And that's because in Europe in general, because of Codex Alimentarius, everything has to be sold and prescribed. Anything that has a drug-like effect, including vitamins. Like, you can't get, now I've been told this, maybe it's a lie, and I stand to be corrected, but those who decry Codex Alimentarius say that in Europe you can't buy glucosamine and chondroitin at a health food store. It has to be prescribed by a doctor. And so it stands to reason that something that has a drug-like effect would be controlled over there. So that makes sense. So in other words, products like Smart Blend.
Smart Balance?
Smart Balance, thank you. Which claims to lower the bad cholesterol, in Europe probably cannot be sold.
Well, what do you think about those products?
I think it's all BS. Again, it comes back to the fact that cholesterol is not a problem. It's not cholesterol that's a problem. Look at the Hawaii study that showed that elderly individuals with the highest cholesterol levels lived the longest. No one pays attention to that study.
Mm-hmm. Why
and
not?
That was because it's counter to the message. It doesn't sell statin drugs. If you started telling people, hey, you could live longer by not taking statin drugs and having high cholesterol but reducing inflammation, that won't sell statin drugs. But products like Smart Balance and lots of other products out there that now claim to have plant sterols in them
right.
to lower cholesterol is actually the brainchild of another one of the demonic food companies, Cargill.
It always goes back to Monsanto or Cargill.
Yes. Cargill makes an ingredient called Corowise, which is a plant sterol. And if you include this ingredient in anything, in any of your food, you can then make the FDA-backed medical claim that it will lower bad cholesterol.
So what you're saying then, this product has that in it.
Yes.
So they can make that claim.
Yes, yes. If I decided to, think of what's a really terrible food. Oh, I got an idea. If I decided to get Crisco if Procter & Gamble decided to add Corowise to Crisco, they could then say this hydrogenated oil is the only hydrogenated oil that will actually lower bad cholesterol just by adding this plant sterol to it.
But take it, your walnuts from Diamond can't say that they're heart healthy.
No. And actually, walnuts will lower bad cholesterol as well because of the high omega-3s in them. So, I mean, yeah, no, but God forbid that because that's not an FDA-backed claim from some demonic, gigantic company that's paying for research and paying the FDA to say, hey, sure, you can say that. If Monsanto or Cargill wanted to sell poop and say it was healthy to eat, they would do the studies and show, look, these 600 people ate poop and they were healthier than these 600 people who didn't. The FDA would go, sure, you can say that poop is healthy to eat. Go ahead. The FDA will back you on that. There's no logic. It has nothing to do with logic. It's all about money. We're actually going long again here, honey.
Okay.
I got to take a break. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 hey.
Look, brother, there's a new groove.
There's a new thing. Gets down to the nitty gritty. Yeah, that's it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Why are you so excited?
Well, I like that song, Mr. Postman. I like the Postman today. I just got my new melatonin patches
from
Age Force.
Yes. You like those?
I love those. They help me sleep all night long. Great night's sleep.
You were without them for a little while?
I was without them for several days, yeah.
And did you notice a difference?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, so there you
and
go.
Then after hearing what Dr. Mark Gordon said about melatonin and how wonderful it is,
so
I'm even more excited.
People should take melatonin even if they don't have sleep issues.
Really?
Yeah, especially once you get hit 40 years old. Absolutely. Yeah, it really is helpful.
Are you over 40?
No, no, not yet. Excuse me. So, I gotta switch to filtered cigarettes. Anyway, okay.
Did you want to talk about ginger?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. I want to do a little shameless pimping for Superhuman Radio. For those of you who aren't aware, you can now get A half kilo of ginger extract is the finest ginger extract available anywhere.
And you tried it making ginger ale with it, didn't you?
It was really good. I didn't go out of my way with it. I actually had some ginger tea left over. I take a heaping teaspoon of it, throw it in hot water, stir it up, and I drink it every morning. So I had like some of that left over. So I just poured it in a glass, added club soda to it, and then put a little stevia in it, and it was so good.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. I call it club soda. I'm from Brooklyn. But, you know, and it was really, really good. It was delicious. So that was like a no-fuss, no-muss ginger ale that I made.
I'm still doing it the old way by chopping up the fresh ginger.
Yeah.
But
tastes good.
It tastes good.
And then also we have half kilos of astragalus for those of you who are interested in increasing telomerase for all of its potential benefits at superhumanradio.com. So check those two items out. The only things that I do sell right now. So there you go.
So I got a massage this week.
Yes.
And the
lucky guy who got to give you a massage. I'll tell you that right now. Did he pay you?
No.
He should have.
Well, he wouldn't shut up the whole time.
Really? Kind of like me.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of like you. But he kept talking the whole time. And anyway, he's a newly found vegan, and he was telling me about how great the vegan lifestyle is and how he's so much clearer minded now and how he drinks soy milk and almond milk and how he's making smoothies and he has his 2-year-old and his 4-year-old eating soy yogurt and making smoothies for them with soy milk.
And he said he makes multiple smoothies a day with soy milk for them.
3 times a day.
Did he say they were boys, the babies?
The 2-year-old is a boy, the 4-year-old is a girl.
This guy, in fact, when Elisa told me this story, I became so like enraged, like my head wanted to explode that we actually are doing a show Monday because of this guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I said to him, I don't eat soy. I stay away from soy. And I didn't want to get into everything with
him.
I just said it doesn't agree with me.
Right.
And he said, well, it's probably the pesticides that's on the soy. He goes, if you get organic soy, it won't be the same.
See, you know what? This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong. There are so many messages out there today that people really wanting to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
they grab the wrong message and then they just run with it. And it's like a religion. They become zealots about it.
Right. And he is a zealot because he talked for the entire hour about it.
Which that annoyed you, didn't it?
Yes. But anyway, so we're doing a show about it next week.
Yeah. We're going to have Dr. Jared Scowron on and we're going to have Pam Colleen on. Pam was a vegan, a devotee. And the show basis is not just going to be about the dangers of the vegan diet, because if you're an adult and you want to, you know, go on the vegan diet, which requires some responsibility, because guys like Mike Mahler work very hard to make sure that they're getting everything in their diet by manipulating and having the right proteins and so on. But the average vegan just eats vegetables and fruit all day long, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steve Jobs.
Right.
The vegan diet generally is very, very high glycemic, by the way, because they eat lots of breads and pastas, because, hey, it's not an animal. I can eat it, right? It's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But my premise for Monday's show is it is derelict of a parent's duties to invoke such an extreme diet on a child.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that with Dr. Jared Scowron and Pam Colleen, because I think that this guy and anybody else there, you want to be a vegan, God bless you, go on. You'll hit the wall eventually, and then you'll have all these illnesses, and then you'll get off the vegan diet, and then you'll be like Pam going, oh, man, vegan is bad. But doing it to your children, big, 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 big mistake. So we're going to do a show on that Monday.
So did you know that America, in 10 years, everybody's going to be fat in America?
So not in 20, not by 2030?
Well, now it's saying by 2020. It's saying that 72% of women and 83% of all men will be fat by the year 2020.
Well, now, okay. Will be fat, will be obese, or will be overweight?
Says fat on this article.
See, the problem with the premise fat is, you know, fat is what? 10 pounds overweight? I mean, obesity, when someone becomes obese, that's when all the metabolic disorders hit them. They start out when they become overweight.
Okay, it says overweight or obese also.
Yeah.
It says fat on the headlines and then overweight or obese within the article.
And you know what? It's still just as shocking. It's almost like It's almost like as soon as they came out with that research that said by 2030, 50% of the American population will be obese, the fat people stepped up and said, oh, man, we can get it done faster than that. So now they're eating their way to 2020 instead,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good for you, fat people. Keep eating. As soon as you all die, there'll be more room on this planet for us.
Yeah. It also, and this goes hand in hand with that, 77% of men and 53% of women will either be pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Yeah.
And that's not surprising.
You know what? If you're obese and you are working hard to change your outcome by exercising, by eating right, by sleeping right, by doing the things that are reversing your obesity, and it takes you 10 years to reverse your obesity, I applaud you. I say, God bless you. I say, you are my hero. But if you're obese and you're going, they need to make the seats and buses bigger because my ass doesn't fit in it anymore. You know what?
The White Castle.
Yeah, they need to make it. Yeah, the White Castle's booth bigger because when I want to go and eat a box of burgers, I want to be able to let my pants. I say, to hell with you. You are the problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure that anybody who's overweight out there and you're struggling to get lean again like I did,
right,
God bless you. You're my hero. But if all you want is the world to change because your ass is just way too big to fit in the average things now,
uh-huh,
shame on you. You're the problem.
Well, Dr. Andrew posted that on Facebook, and I said to him, well, maybe we should all move to Germany. And he said that he looks around and there's a lot of fat people there as well. But anyway, so then he posted a well-being index study from the Gallup polls.
Right.
And guess where Kentucky was in the well-being study?
I have no idea.
Out of 50 states, Kentucky was 49.
So the lower the number, the worse we are?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the lower down. So we're 49 out of 50? Like, well,
yes.
Who was worse than Kentucky?
West Virginia.
Yeah, that's a coal mining, you know, that's a tough place to live. Very, very economically challenged as well.
Now, these are rankings from 2010.
Who was number one, two, and three? Do we have that?
North Dakota was number three, Wyoming was number two, and Hawaii was number one.
Hawaii, that makes sense.
But, okay, so overall well-being for Kentucky was 49, and then it goes on to list, like, work environment, healthy behavior. Healthy behavior was 50. Because they break it out into...
Well, let's look at why. Tobacco is king here.
Right.
And pork is king here. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I have anything against pork, but you mainly raise pork is good for you.
Well, Kentucky has the highest rate of lung cancer.
Oh, wait. Let me wonder why. I just said tobacco is king here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Kentucky is lowest in sleeplessness. They actually had on Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning show,
yeah,
they had
show.
A local radio personality on talking about that study about how Kentucky is number one in sleeplessness. Actually,
wow.
Louisville was number
one. I wonder what it is. I wonder if anybody's done any research on what it could be. This could be a good market. I'm interested in finding out why that is. I really am.
On the sleeplessness?
Yeah. There's something going on here. We may be able to crack the nut on why this country has sleep issues. I have a funny feeling that if you put a spectrum analyzer up, you'll find out there's a lot of RF here. But I could be wrong.
Right.
Okay, so you said to me after reading this, we need to move, right? Like, we need to move. This is not a good place to live if you want to be healthy.
Right.
So where do you go? I think that we need people to suggest to us where we move. Where should we move?
California was 18th on the scale.
Yeah. And, you know, I like California, but the economy there is in the crapper. And when the economy of a state goes down, they really start to exploit their people more.
Utah was 8.
Utah's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And Connecticut was 9.
Really?
Colorado was 5. I like Colorado.
Colorado's beautiful. Is mm-hmm. that where your uncle lives in Colorado?
No, he lives in Seattle.
Seattle. Okay.
Yeah, that's 12th.
Yeah. Oh. 12.
So anyway, so that was a pretty good study. It's on www.well-beingindex.com if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah, I'd like to think of some place to move. I mean, we talked about moving to the UK a couple times jokingly, but I wonder how the UK fares in health and sleeplessness and all those kind of things. I'd love to find out. Do you realize that we have to take another break already?
Already?
I know. What's going on here? It's really going fast. All right, so let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got other great things to talk about. We also have listener emails and Do we have more nutritional idiocy? I love saying that, nutritional idiocy.
We have some good nutritional things.
Okay, good. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supium Radio. We'll be right back.
Ich tanze Pogo, ich tanze Pogo.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I need the Superhuman Radio family's help. Calling all superhumans. If you're on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook and friend Elisa Profumo, because she just needs 6 more friends to get to 600.
I know.
How exciting.
But you have almost 3,000.
Oh, please. I don't have that many. I have like 2,400. And you know what the problem is with me? I don't get around to accepting friends quickly enough. I don't spend enough time on Facebook, and I have to be better about that. But anyway, so help Elisa break 600. All superhumans, calling all superhumans, friend Elisa Profumo, P-R-O-F-U-M-O, today. Thank you.
Okay, so did you know that there's a new disease called sitting disease? Like when you're sitting down, sitting disease.
Let me think about that. One of the symptoms is buttocks spread.
No?
Maybe. Yeah. And that could be a side effect of it.
Yeah.
But they're saying, there's a study saying that too much sitting can be linked to cancer.
It makes perfect sense. There's actually very, very good evidence in research that when you sit and when you lay down, it actually changes your genetics. Yeah. Yeah. The more, as a matter of fact, sitting for 4 hours or laying down for 4 hours will change your genetics dramatically in the your body's ability to actually lose body fat. And that's why if you get up out of your chair and do something for a minute or two, numerous times a day, you can actually flip those switches back.
So don't you, during your commercial breaks, get up and do push-ups?
Yeah. During a recent Body RX show, Lane Norton, who knows I do this, said, just out of the blue, he said, we need to put a camera in the studio so that we can see what Carl's doing during the breaks, because he knows that I do body weight squats and push-ups during the breaks. Yeah.
That's just to get your blood flowing.
Yeah, you know, and keep me, but really more than that, to amplify the results of my workout in the morning, because just working out in the morning and then sitting behind a desk for the rest of the day isn't a good thing.
It says even if you're doing half an hour of aerobic activity a day, you need to make sure you don't sit the rest of the day.
Bingo.
And if you've sat for an hour, you've probably sat too long.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. So there you go. So right now, we're going to have 30 seconds of silence. I want all of you to go do push-ups. Ready?
Yeah, Cassandra Forsyth said that push-ups were really good for women.
Yeah, and they're really good for everybody.
Right.
I love push-ups. I really do.
I did upper body yesterday, and so I, in between my, like, if I was doing triceps, or I did burpees, so I think I must have, I don't know, I did over 100 push-ups. I did my
cumulatively.
Cumulatively,
so you were
yes.
doing those in between your movements.
I was.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's impressive.
That and
you set
running,
the ball way too high. I don't like working out.
Running the stairs and
yeah, running the stairs while carrying 2 10-pound kettlebells.
I was.
I knew it. I know.
It's fun.
So Dr. Andrew posted on my Facebook that there seems to be some evidence that calcium supplements have high degrees of lead. And this makes perfect sense, because lead, calcium, these are all minerals and metals. They live together. Minerals and metals live very, very closely together. And so it makes perfect sense that the companies that are producing calcium supplements are not doing a good enough job in getting the lead out, so to speak. So people need to be aware of this. And first of all, you should not be taking a calcium supplement until you have looked at an entire week of what you eat and calculated how much calcium you're getting already. Taking a calcium supplement was something that was recommended by the medical orthodoxy, because they thought it would help reduce osteoporosis. It does not. Taking calcium by itself without flipping the switches for the biological changes that allow calcium to be absorbed by bone is useless. It actually causes a lot of distress for the body, because now the body has a very, very narrow threshold of how much calcium it will allow to be in the blood. And if it can't store it in bones, it has to get rid of it. And if it can't get rid of it, it turns into stones in your kidneys and deposits in places that you don't want it to be. Mm-hmm. So you should not even be taking a calcium supplement until you've determined that you're not getting enough calcium in your diet. If you're getting 1,000 milligrams of calcium in your diet, and if you're eating even 3 meals a day, you probably are.
Even if you're vegan?
Oh, yeah. I would say you're getting calcium in a vegan diet.
Broccoli has calcium.
But maybe not as much as a person who's eating a whole food diet. But if you're eating whole foods every single day, chances are you're getting 8, 9, 1,000 milligrams of calcium. Taking another 1,000 milligrams of calcium is a waste of time and not good for your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take anything to avoid osteoporosis, take vitamin D and vitamin K. That's the answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so those of you who are taking calcium supplements because you're starving yourself and you're not getting calcium in your diet, make sure you choose a calcium supplement where the manufacturer has gone to great lengths to remove any heavy metals from it.
I thought you were going to have an oops moment there.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Oops.
I know. I get brain freeze sometimes.
Is that what that is?
But I can actually talk about nothing, so it's hard to catch me in a brain freeze.
Yes, I know. Okay, so did you know that 1 in 4 American women take medication for mental disorder?
That's sad.
Is that not disgusting?
You know why it's sad? Because they probably don't need those drugs at all.
Well, you remember the story I told you about the doctor putting my mother on antidepressants because she didn't feel well.
She didn't feel well. And then she passed away.
2 weeks later. No, six months later. I think she was on it for 6 months.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So instead of looking into her symptoms, he just assumed she's a woman of a certain age, she's depressed, put her on antidepressants.
Yes.
And you know what? Women should really be pissed off about this.
Why?
Because women are the most exploited, more so than men. If you look at commercials, I have not done any research, but I would go on a limb and say, I'll stand to be corrected, 80% of all commercials target women.
Well, that's because they're the ones who make the decisions.
Right. Yes. And they're also the most susceptible to advertising. Mm-hmm. They are. Women are more susceptible to advertising than men. And so when women watch these commercials about calcium supplements, they run out and they buy calcium supplements.
Right.
They go watch commercials that go, you know, I'm just not happy anymore. But then my doctor gave me this drug and now I'm really happy again. They go, you know, I haven't been happy in a while. Maybe I'll go to my doctor and ask for that drug. And it's a shame. It's a shame that that's how they're treated. Quite often, just nutrition and exercise can help snap them out of their funk.
Right, right.
But doctors will never say that because there's not some little pharmaceutical rep coming in and saying, hey, tell your patients to exercise and eat omega-3 fatty acids and their depression will go away. No, they say, hey, give them this drug.
It was a class after the class that I took this morning. They were having an older, like a geriatric class with, you know, they had the chairs, and there were about, I'd say, 15 older people in there. One guy was in a wheelchair. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, and that's good that they're willing to go and put themselves through that difficulty to continue to exercise, and that'll pay them off. That'll pay back to them.
Okay, so this article says prescriptions for psychiatric problems in all adults has risen 22%.
Yeah.
Most often prescribed to females over 45.
Right. And like Dr. Andrew Weil said on a recent show of The Wizard of Oz, see, The Wizard of Oz has to get intelligent people to come on the show to keep people interested in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, you know, depression was non-existent 75, 100 years ago.
Yes, he did say that.
And it wasn't that people didn't have reasons to be depressed. It was like you dealt with things and you moved on and you were more active and you were eating healthier foods and blah, 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 and people overcame.
I think women have a bad rap. I mean, I read an article this week about women and incontinence. It says that most urinary incontinence sufferers are women.
Well, I'm sure that
from childbirth.
From childbirth, also there is evidence out there that when estrogen levels drop, the pelvic floor becomes weakened.
Well, but in this article that I read, it didn't say anything about estrogen.
Oh, of course not. Why would you want to give a woman estrogen, something that naturally occurs, when you can give her drugs?
Well, and they also were talking about injecting collagen.
Oh yeah, there you go. Because anything but hormones. Oh no, well, hormones are dangerous. But let's put collagen injections in and give you a drug, a drug that causes a blockade in your kidneys, because that's what those anti-incontinence drugs do.
Is that what they do?
Oh yeah. In fact, I did a show a year and a half, 2 years ago, I think it was, with a fella named Ali Amin, and he is a consultant to athletes abroad, like in Bahrain and in the Middle East. And he broke the news on my show. The number one way to pass a drug test is to just take an anti-incontinence drug for a few days before the drug test. And it causes a blockade in the kidneys and all the metabolites of the drug stay in your body.
Wow.
Now, that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Those anti-incontinence drugs cause a rise in blood plasma levels of the other prescriptions you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
See?
They're also injecting Botox, too.
Where? In their pelvic floor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's FDA approved.
Well, of course, because the FDA only cares what's good for people, doesn't care about the money that its cohorts make.
Right.
I want to run for president. I want to run for president on one platform and one platform only. I would dismantle the FDA, and I would arrest everybody who went from the FDA to the private sector, just on that premise alone. And that's all I would do. I would do that, and then I would, turn over the office to the vice president, and I'd get the hell out of Dodge. That's all I'd want to do. Just shut the FDA down, arrest all the scumbags and thieves and crooks that have sold our lives and our health down the tubes for money. And then I'd say, okay, Mr. Vice President, I quit. You run the country. I'm out of here. That would be my whole platform.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so also, did you know that the most stressed out people in the U.S. are middle-aged women?
Yeah, I believe it.
I think women are trying to do too much. And
well, it's not just that. Yes, life has gotten harder for all of us. And when women go through menopause, estradiol blunts adrenal response. That means that when you're young and you've got plenty of estrogen running through your body and you're confronted with a problem, you take it in stride. You take a deep breath. You think, oh, I can get through this. But once you start hitting peri and postmenopausal age, the adrenals become overreactive because they don't have the break, so to speak, of estrogen. So little things make you fly off the handle, and then you become overly stressed. Bang. And it's just a domino effect. It makes perfect sense. And life is more stressful today than it was for our parents.
It says not enough sleep, not enough time for exercise and good nutrition, and high cortisol stress levels is a recipe for metabolic disaster.
But why do you have high cortisol levels?
I'm not sleeping.
But no. But it's estrogen blunts adrenal response. Where is cortisol made? In the adrenals.
Right.
But no one's talking about hormones.
No, there's nothing about hormones in this article.
Again, because hormones are dangerous. But if you go to your doctor and say I'm stressed, he'll give you an anxiolytic like Xanax, and he'll give you Lunestra to help you sleep. But never discuss hormone replacement therapy with you because, oh, that's dangerous.
Right.
And meanwhile, we watched a show recently about sleep where people who take Lunestra have episodes of doing things that they don't even they get out of bed in the middle of the night. They drive an hour to Philadelphia, have drinks with friends, drive home and go to bed and don't
remember any of it.
None of it.
Well, my cousin even told me that he was getting up and cooking and didn't remember any of that. He was taking Ambien.
Or maybe it was Ambien that they were taking that was doing that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not Lunestra. Maybe it was Ambien. But you know what? Whatever it is, hey, there's a perfect alibi for somebody who kills their spouse. You know what? I couldn't sleep. I started taking Ambien. I woke up one morning and she was dead. Blame it on the Ambien. That's going to happen. You mark my words. Mark my words. There's going to be a murder in the next couple years and they're going to blame it on a sleep drug. But God forbid, that sleep specialist on the Wizard of Oz, you're taking 20 milligrams of melatonin. You know
that's
what?
That's dangerous.
That's a hormone.
Yes.
That's a hormone. Oh, goodness. I know it's naturally occurring in your body and you've had it your entire life, but you don't want it anymore. You want Ambien instead. Mm. Oh, shame on these charlatans. I hope there is a hell. I really do, because all of these people are going to it someday.
I think we need to take another break.
Do we really? Okay, we can do that. I can handle a break. Let's do that. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to read viewer emails or listener
emails?
Yeah,
and I've got a couple more articles we wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Peter posted a good article about bottled water.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that one. That's a good one. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Humor Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4.
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate.
I used to love to dance to that song.
Really? You're showing your age.
You know what really upsets me?
What?
When I lived in Las Vegas, one of the songs that I loved to dance to was It's Raining Men.
I loved it. I like that song.
But you know what
have
the problem
on my iPod.
But you know what the problem is now? Whenever they show like a gay bar scene in a movie today, they always have It's Raining Men playing and the gay guys dance. And I used to really like to dance to that song. And now all of a sudden it's like if you dance to it, it means that you're gay.
How about the song Bananarama?
I loved Bananarama. I love them. They did, didn't they? Bananarama did Venus. They did a remake
Venus,
of Venus.
That's the song. Bananarama was the group. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, I loved them too. They were great. But yes, you're right. I'm showing my age. Hey, I'm proud. I'm 53. I'm going to be 54 next year.
And you look damn good.
Well, I look okay, but I perform well. I'm very strong.
Okay,
that's
so Peter, Dr. Rouse, thank you, Dr. Rouse, posted an article from Environmental Working Group on bottled water. Did you see that?
You kind of showed it to me.
Okay. So basically, they're talking about that we should drink filtered tap water.
And
that's what they recommend.
Usually EWG, I agree with them. I agree with them.
And Dr. Rouse said that the water from New Zealand, that's what he recommends to drink.
Okay.
And he's told us that before.
Now, you told me about this research. And this morning, mm-hmm. while you were reading it to me, I kept saying to you, did EWG test any of the water? And you said no. All they graded the water on was based on if the manufacturer of the water provided test information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else did they grade the water on? If I'm trying to think what the difference – but the bottom line was this. All of the things that EWG graded water on had nothing to do with the most valuable information, which would be, did they take some bottles off the shelf, send them to an independent lab, and test them? They graded water based on the manufacturer's willingness to tell you what was in it or its point of origin, and all that stuff is meaningless. Meaningless. Because the water could come from the most pristine location in the world, and in the process of bottling it, they could taint it with something.
It says here, 22 bottled waters, which are 13%, publish water quality reports that contain no testing results.
But see, I don't expect the manufacturers to test. They don't want people to know. I would have expected EWG, because of the kind of organization they are, to step up to the plate and test the water, kind of like the way the Wizard of Oz tested the apple juice.
Right.
Okay? So, and this has actually been something I've wanted to do for a long time. I've actually wanted to take, because I drink distilled water, as you know. Mm-hmm. I've actually wanted to take gallon jugs of water from a variety of different points in the United States off of the shelves and bottles of water off of the shelves from grocery stores and send them into an independent lab and test them for heavy metals, xenoestrogens, phthalates, PCBs, and BPA. Because I have a funny feeling, if you test in the winter and the summer, you'll get different readings for BPA and phthalates, because I think that when bottles are in trucks traveling cross country and the inside of those trucks get above 100 degrees, there's more leaching that goes on from the plastic. But that's what now if the EWG did that and said, here's what we found. This manufacturer's water had BPAs and xenoestrogens. This one didn't. This one had phthalates. This one didn't. Then I'd say it was valuable information. Short of that, I think that this was a grotesque failure on EWG's part.
It said 8 of the 10 top-selling domestic brands earned a D or an F for transparency, and another earned an unimpressive C. And those include Pepsi's Aquafina, Coca-Cola's Dasani, Crystal Geyser, and six brands produced by Nestle.
Well, first of all, anyone who's drinking Aquafina and Dasani,
well, that's Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but you're stupid, because this is nothing more than filtered tap water.
And that's what the EWG is saying we should drink.
And filtered tap water does not rid the water of the most dangerous elements, which are the things that, unless you're using reverse osmosis plus ultraviolet and infrared radiation to kill pathogens,
mm-hmm.
filtered tap water is garbage.
The water that Dr. Rouse was talking about was Eternal Water.
Yeah, and you know what? Again,
and they sell that at Whole Foods.
And that's all well and good, but somebody needs to take a bottle of Eternal Water and test it.
He said he did.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, if you've tested Eternal Water, if you tested it using an independent lab, I'd love to see the results. I really would. Because that's what somebody needs to do. Somebody needs to take a variety of different waters and test them themselves. Not ask the manufacturers to supply us with their skewed information. So, I wanted to do this. I actually called Anthony Roberts 2 years ago and said, do you know of an independent lab that would do some pro bono work and test some water for me, and we'll plug them on the show? Now, I'm still willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do it in the winter and the summer, because I predict that there's differences in the quality of bottled water in the hottest time of the year.
I'm just going to go through the list real quick.
Sure.
Here. Pepsi's Aquafina got a D. Nestle's Arrowhead got a C. Roxanne's Crystal Geyser got an F. Coca-Cola Dasani, D. Nestle Deer Park got a D. Nestle Ice Mountain, D. Nestle Pure Life Purified Water got a B. And that was the list.
There's a local water company here in Kentucky called Highbridge. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, there was more, but go ahead. I didn't
there's
see
a company
that.
Here in Kentucky called Highbridge.
Uh-huh.
And they used to sell distilled water side by side with the Kroger's brand distilled water. And I always used to buy Highbridge because it comes from a local aquifer just north of Lexington. And then they ozonate it and they UV light it to kill any pathogens in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, after they do that, then they distill it. And I used to love their water. It never tasted or smelled like plastic. But now Kroger's has taken them off the shelf. So the only option for distilled water is the Kroger's brand. And who knows where that comes from?
There's a whole list of here that are worst in transparency. They got F's for transparency. And one of them, which surprised me, was the Whole Foods Italian still mineral water.
Yeah, see, once the water gets popular and then it's purchased by a large purveyor like Nestle's or somebody else, then they crap it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. And water is so critical, especially those of us who drink a gallon a day. I mean,
I
if you think that particulate, you know, when they say, well, there's only six parts per billion of this or six, well, that may be fine for the average person who drinks three glasses a day. But I drink a gallon of water a day. I'm accumulating stuff. I don't want to accumulate some of that stuff.
No. So what do you do?
Buy your own distiller, I guess.
Can't you get the water delivered to your home that's been?
Yeah, but it's the same. Look, the ideal thing would be to have your own water processing equipment, which would require either reverse osmosis and an UV, or reverse osmosis, UV, and then distillation. In order to have pristine water, like mm-hmm. pure, nothing else in it, just H2 and O, and that's it. No. But what are we going to do? We're already cooking our own food, raising our own garlic. I mean, gardens. You know,
garlic.
We have our own chickens. We're going to have our own cows pretty soon. Now we got to make our own water, too.
Well, what do you do?
That's what you have to do. This is the responsibility of keeping yourself alive in a country where the FDA puts a price on you and allows people to make you sick and serve you poison based on their ability to pay the FDA. That's what this is. The FDA, I say it again, I'll run for president, not this time around, but next time around. And my only platform will be to dismantle the FDA and put all the crooks from the FDA in jail. And then I will vacate the office and let the vice president run the country. That's all I will do. Nothing else. I'll go in, stamp the order, prosecute all the people that went from the FDA to private sector, and then I'll abandon the presidency and let somebody who knows how to run the country run the country. So if you want me to do that, let me know, and I'll run not this time around, but next time. I'll make Rick Perry look like a genius if I have to debate anybody, and I'll be just like Herman Cain. Instead of saying 9999, I'll just keep going. I will dismantle the FDA. Well, what do you think about the war in Iraq? I will dismantle the FDA, and that will make the war in Iraq better.
I saw today where Herman Cain is getting – he's the first candidate ever to get a Secret Service to protect him.
Because the women want to kill him.
No, the women like him.
Oh, there you go. I know. Isn't it funny? They're really beating up Herman Cain for, like, quote-unquote, supposedly, like, having sexual escapades and blah, blah, blah.
What about Bill Clinton?
I was just going to say, when Bill Clinton was in office and what he did to Monica Lewinsky actually made him more popular with the women. I think they thought that he was available as a result of that.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay.
Okay, so another article I wanted to mention really quick is that Peter posted a thing about an article about vaccines.
Uh-huh.
There's a group, Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization is going to be buying the HPV vaccine for 9 developing countries.
Right. Where they're going to give them to women and young girls and who have no ability to make a decision about informed consent.
Right.
They're just going to give it to them.
Uh-huh. Yep. And
in the words of your friend Mickey, hey, we got to test it on somebody. As long as it's not my grandkids, I don't care.
That alliance includes the World Health Organization, UNICEF, the vaccine industry, and of course, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
And it always baffles me on why Bill and Melinda Gates are so strong on supporting the vaccine industry. It really does. I mean, could they just be misinformed? Could they just be, well, you know, being told, hey, this is a great thing you're doing? Or do they have some other sinister reason for wanting to vaccinate the world? I know that Dr. Rouse right now is typing that Bill and Melinda Gates are behind the eugenics project. Mm-hmm. And it may be true. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's like, why are they always the ones that are behind vaccines? Bill and Melinda Gates.
Well, you know, what's interesting in this article, it says the HPV vaccine has been hard to sell in the U.S.
Yes, because we're finally getting smart.
Only a third of adolescent girls getting all three doses of the shot last year. Okay, and now it says that the HPV would only be provided to the countries that ask for it. It says HPV causes 275,000 cervical cancer deaths every year, of which 88% occur outside of the U.S. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, 88% occur in poor countries.
Okay, so wait a second. So now let's just do the math.
I know,
for a second. 275,000
right.
around the world?
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute. We have 400,000 deaths a year just in the United States from tobacco use,
mm-hmm.
and they want to mass market the HPV vaccine to the world for 275,000 cases around the world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why American people aren't getting the vaccines, because we can see the idiocy in this.
88% outside of the U.S. Occur in poor countries.
Could you imagine the boardroom of these pharmaceutical companies? Well, the American people aren't buying it. They won't get this vaccine. What should we do? Well,
let's sell it to the poor people.
Yeah, the poor people, the developing countries, they're easy to get to. Their politicians are more corrupt, and we can buy them, and we can then inoculate all the people in the poor countries, and they don't know any better.
And then the vaccine won't go to waste.
Yeah, and guess what? Cigarettes are bigger in those countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Ugh. I keep saying it. I know I don't believe in hell, but I wish there was one, because all these people are going to go to it someday. Shame on them. So, okay. 275,000 around the world. I bet you 275,000 people. Wait, what was it? 1.6 million people in this country die from the prescribed use of prescription drugs. But nobody's crying out about doing something about that. Where's Bill and Melinda Gates on that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do have a listener question.
Okay.
Do you think I can say his name on the air?
Say his first name.
Tobin.
Is it something like personal? Is it something touchy? Is it something about anabolic steroids?
No. Okay.
What's he talking about?
Okay. He says he's worked nights for about 15 years.
Take your time. Actually, I know this guy. He's a wonderful guy. His name is Tobin Brennan, and he's a police officer from Alaska who sent me some of the best salmon that I've ever had, and sent me a shirt and the patches for the police department that he works for. He's a wonderful guy.
Well, when he wrote, I work about blank months a year from 7 to blank. The numbers didn't show up on here.
Oh, maybe he highlighted them or something like that. And then so he probably works half the year from 7 p.m.
To 11,
eight,
probably
nine,
7
10.
To 11.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Carl's counting on his fingers.
No, actually, no. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, to 7 till 2.
Okay. I can switch to a day. I can't switch to a day shift on my days off because I am too hard. It's too hard on my body. And he said he's a police officer and he needs to work nights because that's when he can do the most good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's when the criminals are out. That's the truth.
He says he has 9 to 14 years left before he can retire. What suggestions can you make to counter the negative effects of working nights?
I would absolutely avoid starchy carbohydrates in my diet completely, because you are not having a normal insulin response by working nights, number one. Number two, I would take melatonin immediately upon going home and go right to sleep. I would not give in to what a lot of crap dealers in Las Vegas do, which is they get home at 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they sit and they watch television until 6 or 7 with the intention of quote-unquote unwinding, and then go to sleep in the daytime hours and sleep all day long. I would absolutely go home, take my melatonin, go to sleep, and sleep a continuous 8 hours, blacking out the room, making sure that you use earplugs so that when the rest of the people in your house get up and move around, that you can continue to sleep for the entire 8 hours.
Well, it says he also lives in Alaska, so it's not like he's missing much daylight.
Yeah, well, there you go. So that's good. Use that, but take the melatonin when you get home to create an artificial pulse of melatonin for the one that you missed by
being up and around.
It says that you have changed the way he and his wife live. They are better for it, as are two kids who will only drink raw milk now.
God bless them. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
God, I applaud you, Tobin. Great guy, by the way. And then the other thing that I would do, let me think. So some of the other complications that you're going to, I would absolutely take melatonin also because of its anti-cancer effects. We know that people who work shift work, late, the graveyard shift, have a higher occurrence of colorectal cancer. Women have breast cancer and so on at a much higher rate than the general population because they're not getting the benefits of that melatonin. So I would absolutely take the melatonin, like I said. Antioxidants and anti-inflammatory things like ginger extract. And I'm serious. I'm not, I mean, get it from wherever you can, but because,
you can get it from Super.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm pimping it, but no, really. I mean, I would definitely take some anti-inflammatory steps, and I would absolutely not eat, commercial beef. I would eat only grass-fed beef because of its high omega-3, to omega-6 ratios and its anti-inflammatory effects. You're already getting grass-fed milk. That's great. But yeah, I think the most important thing would be come home and go right to bed. Take the melatonin about 15, 20 minutes before you get home. In fact, you know, as you're driving home, maybe pop a melatonin tablet when you're like 10 or 15 minutes away from the house so you don't go to sleep behind the wheel, and pull in, walk in the house, disrobe, wash your hands and face, lay down, go to sleep, and make sure that you can sleep a continuous 6, 7, or 8 hours uninterrupted, with no noise, and that'll benefit you a great deal until you can get off that job. That's it. And this is the plight of the American man today and the American woman. I mean, those of us who, you know, have to work shift work just to make ends meet, or because that is like, you know, look at these poor people that work at FedEx and UPS that they do most of their business at night when they're switching packages from one plane to another. The entire workforces that for decades don't sleep at night. And those are the people that they all become insulin resistant.
Right.
So, and again, in the world of insulin resistance, I would avoid starchy carbs and sugars, even though you may crave them. I would avoid them with like the plague. And I would do things to increase insulin sensitivity. Like I take R-alpha lipoic acid, a couple hundred milligrams a day. I would absolutely take small, maybe 600 micrograms, vanadyl sulfate, and only take that for a few months at a time. Take it for a few months and then stop. This also increases insulin sensitivity through a totally different pathway than R-alpha lipoic acid. I would try to do the things that would tilt insulin sensitivity as opposed to insulin resistance, because night work absolutely increases insulin resistance. And as a result, obesity. People who work nights tend to have a harder time shedding fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what? In the words of Dr. Peter Rouse, I would probably take some phosphatidylserine upon getting home with my melatonin to drop my cortisol levels, because your cortisol levels are higher as a police officer because you're on guard, you know, until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and so your adrenals are kicking in for a second shift. Help shut them down. Melatonin and phosphatidylserine, and then go right home and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's tough, too. I bet you it's tough. Because he's probably going to say, well, when I get home, I got to do these things. No, do them when you wake up. Go to sleep earlier, get up earlier, and do them when you wake up. I'm done.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Because sometimes when you start ranting, it's like you talk faster and faster. And it sounds like you're on
Well, you know what it is? I feel like I got to get a lot out in a short period of time. So. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's the only listener question I had.
We have I got an email, a really nice email from a fella who goes by the name Vegan Bodybuilder. And he sent me some really great pictures of the difference between a hip lift as well as a, a harness lift, which were described by Brooks Kubik. I'm going to forward this email on to Brooks and have him look at them. And then we will probably put this up on the Superhuman Radio blog sometime next week so people can take a look at these pictures. But he's calling into question the confusion between the two types of lifts, the harness lift and the hip lift, and sent some pictures of him executing the lifts. And I'm going to email him back with his permission. I'd like to use these. I'm going to definitely put that up there if he says it's fine. And then let's see here. I have gotten a lot of emails about the website being down. I'm sorry about that. It is back up. It won't go down anymore, I promise you. And that's pretty much it. I just wanted to get to that one about the hip lift and the harness lift. So okay. We'll post that. Do we have anything else to talk about?
We've got several articles, but I guess it's 1:30, so.
Yeah, so we're going to probably pull the plug on the show. Plus, we have to get prepared for Richard Simmons next week. I'm really excited to have him on the show.
And
I really am.
Next week is also Thanksgiving, so we won't have a casual Friday.
No, we're going to have a Fat Friday. You know, you've heard of Fat Thursday?
I thought it was called Black Friday.
No, Fat Friday, because we're gonna be eating all day Thursday.
Not me.
What do you mean not you?
Well, I'm gonna exercise in the morning. You know they have like turkey trots everywhere. You can go out and run.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna go to the gym every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do the right thing. I want to thank all the contributors to today's show who send us articles. If you want to send us stuff, you can post it on Facebook. Mine or Elisa's. Please, friend Elisa Profumo, help her get past 600 friends. let's get her past 600. Not just 600. Let's get her past 600 completely. That's got to be the goal.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and thanks in advance. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.